Redeemers and the community participated in World Vision's 30-hour famine. The 30-hour famine is just what it sounds like and more. The youth do a juice fast for 30 hours. They ask friends and family to sponsor them as they do this, and the money is sent to World Vision. World Vision uses that money to fight hunger and poverty in sustainable ways, building schools, building wells, training community members to be farmers, conducting nutrition intervention, and the list just goes on. This weekend we played games. We talked about faith and God and beliefs. We learned about hunger in the world. We shopped for food to stock our food pantry here at church, and we learned how difficult it is to buy groceries when you live below the poverty line. The Faith in Action team here at our Redeemers came and talked to us about justice and power and what each of us can do when we are passionate about something. We put together this mural. Thank you to Zoe, who had the vision for it. If you look closely, there are two hands holding a bowl. The teens spent time cutting pictures out that connect somehow to the famine. There are a lot of pictures of food. But there are also pictures of people. Lots of people coming together is what makes this weekend what it is. As for the background, much of it is random text, but come closer and you will see some more meaningful words. Go, power, together, hope, fight. The kids also made bracelets. The goal was for each person to make 31 bracelets. That's a difficult number. Something we all remembered as we made those bracelets. 31 children die each hour of starvation. That is too many. After worship today, you are invited to come up and look at those bracelets. There's also a basket on the table. If you would like a bracelet, we would love for you to take one. We're just asking for a $1 donation, and all of that money will go to World Vision as part of our famine fundraising efforts. The teens didn't eat while they were here. They didn't get much sleep, and they didn't get to take a shower. I asked them to put away their cell phones, yet they were still here. We've been doing the famine here since 2003, 16 famines now. In that time, our group has raised a lot of money for World Vision. In fact, we've raised over $53,000. We've seen the number of children dying because of hunger and hunger-related diseases go down significantly. In 2003, 29,000 children died every day. In 2018, that number is 8,000. Still overwhelming and way too high, but decreasing. Since that first famine in 2003, we have given our youth a place to learn, to have dialogue, to understand what faith has to do with fighting for justice. We have come alongside these amazing young people and let them know that they can bring change to their own lives, to their own schools, to our community, and to our world. You will get to hear from some of these teens this morning, and I want you to know that they are inspiring. They are blessings to each one of us, and it was a privilege to do this famine with them. Last night, one of the adults who had been here for most of the famine said that being with these teens was a gift, and it truly is. I can't wait for you to get a glimpse of what we have seen in them this weekend. These students came this weekend to have fun, to spend time with their friends, but more importantly, they came to find out what they can do to change the world. They spent time talking about the steps they can take in their schools and communities to make someone else's life better. They want to show kindness and they want to love. They also want to use the power that they do have for good. You heard the reading from the book of Titus. We went through that book this weekend in detail. We talked about how we need to act and why we need to act that way. As it says in Titus, we have been saved by God's grace. Therefore, we want to act righteously and we want to do good. The church is more than a building. It's the people. It's all of us sitting here this morning. And we are to be the church when we leave this place. We need to show others who Jesus is by letting him work through us. Through what we do, through how we act, how we treat others, and how we love. Last night, as we did our final Bible study and we were talking about this, and I was fasting with the kids, and my brain doesn't always work well when I'm fasting, and it's the end. And I said, "We be Jesus," as a sum up to the book of Titus. I think you all know what I probably meant. We watched a TED Talk by Cleo Wade, and she encouraged everyone not to be discouraged by the negative stuff going on in the world right now. When the world asks, "What are you going to do?" show up and help. When the world says that we need peace, start with the peace within yourself and take that to others. When the world says that we need justice, investigate the issue with compassion and see yourself in others. When the world says there are too many problems, start small and know that we cannot overcome what we ignore. When the world says there is so much hate, devote yourself to loving others without barriers and without judgment. Wade said that we need to ask ourselves how we are showing up. Do we show up angry? Do we show up frustrated? Or do we show up with love? She said, "Our righteous acts create endless ripples in the river of justice." Let that sink in for just a minute. She ended her talk by telling the story of being at a birthday party for a 100-year-old man. Wade asked the man for any life advice that he had for her. He responded by saying, "Be good to as many people as possible." We all can start there. Be good to as many people as possible. Be good to those who we are close to. Be good to those who are hard to love. Be good to strangers. While this weekend is about hunger, we talked about a lot of other things. Don't get me wrong, we talked about those who are hungry in the world. We talked about poverty. We talked about things that we can do to help. We stocked our church food pantry with food to help the hungry here in our own community. And we learned about hunger in other parts of our country and our world. But these teens have so much on their minds. They've just been through another school shooting. They want to see change. They want students in our country to feel safe. Many of them have participated in a walkout at their school this week. They really do want to see change. They are tired of just talking about things. These teens are amazing. They have a voice, and they are using that voice, and they want to do more. Now, I do want you to hear from some of them talk about the weekend.